Wow, you're in a good place. Good place to be this morning, huh? Oh, I'm so glad to be here with you. You know, it's really been a couple of weeks, no months. It seemed like weeks, I don't know. A couple of months since I've been here. You know, I wanted to get a couple of shots under my belt. You know what I'm talking about. No, not those kind of shots. Yeah, I'm not afraid of shots. I had plenty of them in my day. If you're ever in the Army, you got plenty of shots, okay? They just shoot you up. And then you go on the mission field, got shot up again. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'll never forget the time I went to Africa, and they gave you a whole bunch of shots, you know. And I said to the missionary there, I said, boy, I almost died there. And he said, well, you should have been dead before you left. Woo! Oh, we're still alive and kicking. The flesh is strong, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. It resists so much. You know, I missed December, which was out of this world. I thought up the theme, and I didn't even get to preach it, but I had a message. Oh, my goodness, did I have a message. Out of this world. You know, Jesus came from out of this world, and he came to save us all, to rescue us all, to defeat the enemy in our lives. And he gave Mary the strength to save. Yes, that was the next month, January. Out of this world and just say yes. So, you know, I can wrap it up in a few minutes, two months there. You know, he sent Gabriel, which means God's strength, to allow her to say yes to something that came from out of this world. Wow. To say yes to something that came out of this world. Gabriel. The strength of God. And we all need the strength of God in these times, don't we? Oh, we need the strength of the Word of God in our lives. In times like these, like never before have we used the Scripture. And I'm going to share with you, you know, the Scripture that I've been standing on for 4 months. You know, I don't want in March, it'll be, you know, 4 months since I was diagnosed with lung cancer and underwent surgery. You know the story. And that's good. I'm glad you know the story, you know, because it's my story. It's my story of standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God. And if you're going through something, I don't know what you might be going through. Everybody seems to be going through something. You need a scripture. You need a promise. You need the promises of God. This is a scripture that I stood on over 47 years ago for a home. I needed a home. I was in a rental, and I needed to get into my own home. And I stood on this scripture, Isaiah 32:18. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. That was on my refrigerator. I think that was, you know, on there until miraculously I declared it. I didn't look at what I didn't have because I had nothing, okay? I was young and, you know, like you guys, working, you know, trying to, two jobs a lot of times to raise kids. And I think we had two or three kids at that time. And we stood on this scripture, put it on our refrigerator. Now, you know, I have never read through the whole Bible. I just don't do things like that, all right? It's just not my way. When I read a book, I go look in what chapter I want to read. Drives people crazy. Okay, I don't start at the beginning, you know. But I do have scripture. You know, I do stand on scripture. And it's been so wonderful to have this kind of strength in my life. God strengthens us. And God has sent us one better than Gabriel, the Holy Spirit, to strengthen us in these times. Because I'm telling you, if you're trying to do this in your own strength, you will fail. If you're trying to worship in your own strength, if you're trying to serve God in your own strength, you will fail. And I'll fail faster than you. because I'm not strong. You know, I am weak. And I'm not very disciplined. I'm just, you know, don't put me in front of a, you know, Suzanne's chocolate cake. Okay? I mean, one piece is not enough. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, delightful. It's heavenly. It's out of this world. Out of this world. So my scripture that I've stood on for 4 months, okay, is Psalm 103. And beginning at verse 1, it says, bless the Lord. Just what we did this morning. See, we need to bless the Lord together. We need to hear together us saying, he's the one that's conquered it all. Together, we need to hear ourselves. This is not a small thing. You know, it's one thing. See, my story becomes our story. When we gather together and we declare his goodness, our story, it becomes our story. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. That's with emotion, folks. I'm a charismatic. Okay? I can dance. I can sing. I can shout to the Lord. Bless the Lord. In this charismatic culture, we stand and worship God. In other Christian cultures, you know, well, I thank God it's too late to get me back. I'm a charismatic, all right? I speak in tongues more than you all. Was speaking in tongues before I got in this place, speaking in tongues all the way here. Oh, my gosh. Because it strengthens us with almighty accord to his glorious power. We need all the tools we can get in this hour. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, it's a soulish thing. Oh, look at that man dance. Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not ashamed. Oh, I feel the emotion of God surging. And it's not my strength. It's his strength that's working through me and in me. In me, right there, it says, and all that is what? Within me. It comes from something deep on the inside. Some transformation on the inside that took place, you know, 40 years ago. 40-some years ago. Doug might know. He was there. I don't know. That's my friend Doug. Been friends with him for 47 years or more. I don't know. Only Judy knows. She keeps those dates, all the kids' birthdays and all that lined up, you know. And then it repeats it. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And what? Forget not all his benefits. Whew. What do you look for when you get a job? What are the benefits? Okay, well, when I came to the Lord, we began to learn the benefits. And I'm going to use that word, promises. Forget not all his promises. See, there's promises. You know, do you know that God does not need our worship? Ooh, he doesn't need our worship. I think he'd do just fine without us, you know, shouting to him and at him. He loves it. It blesses him. It does bless him. But he doesn't need it. We need worship. Like I said, we need to hear ourselves declare together the promises of God. That's what we need to hear. That's why we come. When we shout, great is our God. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. In the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. We need to hear each other say that. Don't we, kids? We need it. We need it. And we're teaching them culturally how to praise God, how to worship God, how to thank God. We thanked them this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Forget not all these benefits. You know, worship just keeps reminding us. Negro spiritualists got through what they got through because of spirituals. Oh, going to the Canaan land. Oh, will you take me there? Will you take me there? Out of the circumstances, the dire circumstances they were in, into a higher place, week after week, dancing and praising the Lord. That's what got them out of that place. That's what got them up to a place out of terrible atrocities and times. Oh, and there's other things that got him out. It says, who forgives? What are the benefits? Forgives all your iniquities. Forgiveness is such a gift, folks. It is such, there would not be church without forgiveness. Because everybody get mad once in a while, you know. And they'd walk out, you know, and not come back. We'd be in an empty place. Marriage would be no good without forgiveness. A country would be no good without forgiveness. See, it's a gift from God. You know, God, can you believe that the slaves forgave? Forgave. Oh, my goodness. Forgiveness, the level of forgiveness that God, it's such a gift to release to us. Oh, my gosh. Like in 47 years, I've forgiven Doug many times, you know, for being... I'm a big conduct this morning. Oh, sometimes he could be so ornery. I'm telling you, yes, Jane. You know what I mean? He doesn't look like it, does it? No, he looks like a saint sitting there, you know. I forgive you, Doug. I forgive you. Judy does too. You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. I'll pick on you, really. I'm old enough to pick on people. You know what I mean? Forgiveness. How wonderful it is. That we could move on, and it opens the door to what? Healing. See, forgiveness opens the door to your healing. Oh, I better make sure I'm not mad at anybody right now, okay? Because I want to get healed, you know, and I don't want anything in the way of that healing. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about emotional healing, physical healing, spiritual healing. You've been hurt. I know you've been hurt. You know, all these things. I know your story, but it's our story. It's when it becomes from my story, you know, to our story, then we stand together on the promises of God and something happens miraculously. Where two or three are gathered in his name, something miraculous happened. This morning when we very bless the Lord, forget not all his benefits. Oh, the benefits of serving God. I want to be with a people that believes this way, that believes in divine healing, that believes it's possible. Do you know not all Christians believe this? I've run into a few, they'll say something like this. Well, maybe the Lord wants to take you home, brother. What? I'm not believing that right now. Okay. I got five daughters. I got two left to get married. I want to be there. You know, that was my first promise I wanted to stand on. When I got this, my daughter was going to get married. I said, I want to dance at her wedding. Oh, did I dance? I got two more to go. Two more. They're in good relationships right now. I'm hoping. You know, hurry it up a little bit, you know. Oh, hurry it up. Dad's getting old. But here it is. He heals what? All your diseases. This is huge, folks. And it's even bigger than you imagine. You know, it's besides your own physical healing that you might need. I don't know, you might need one this morning. It says, heals the ills of a nation. Look it up. The word is Rapha. I mean, we just limit God so much. We better help him with this thing. You know what I mean? No, stay in forgiveness. Stay praising him and let him do the work. Because he's already done it. It's finished. It's finished, folks. I'm telling you. It's defeated. But we remind ourselves. I go to bed with this scripture. I wake up with this scripture. You know, it's not on my refrigerator. It's on my heart. Because this is serious stuff. You know, this is serious stuff. When I got diagnosed, they said, well, you know, most people that have this won't be alive in 5 years. That's what they told me. Oh, boy. You know, I thought I was going to live to 100. You know? He said, but you got one thing going for you, or more than one thing. He said, you have your family, and he did not know how big my family was. See, our story. He didn't know I was in a family that was believing the promises of God with me. Whew. And sending me cards, thank you very much, Midge. Thank you very much for sending me those cards and reminders. I got a team with me. Thank you, everyone that has sent me cards and money and encouragement and blessing and believing with me for the promises of God are yes and amen. Yes and amen. A supernatural people of God that believe in the power of God. Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. He heals all your diseases, even the ills of a nation. He is able. He is able. Oh, he heals. He heals all of us. Oh, see, my story becomes our story, and our story becomes the story, the narrative. Our story becomes the narrative. You're looking for a true narrative? This is it, folks, right here. This is the narrative. See, we get distracted by a lot of other narratives that are trying to separate us and trying to scare us and trying to discourage us. But there's one narrative that will encourage us and bless us and heal this land. Whew, I'm telling you, it's bigger than you think, bigger than you can imagine. And I want to be with a group of people, okay, that believe that. A membership, you know, we have membership, okay? We have membership. For any of you that haven't taken it, you know, I was in a church, the big church. We had 12 weeks of membership. You know, 12 weeks. I taught 1 week. But now we have, you know, 1 day of membership. You know, we greet you, we meet you, we love on you and say, hey, you want to join? And we don't ask what your political party is. That's not on the application. Are you a Democrat? Are you a Republican? Where'd this all come from? Are you conservative? Are you liberal? Are you black? Are you white? No, that's not on the membership, is it, Sandy? No. Because we're a supernatural people. When did this all come dividing us? Who did this come from? It didn't come from here, folks. This did not come from here. This is the narrative. And we're believing all other narratives. I'm done with narratives that cause me shame, blame, anger, frustration. That's not the narrative I'm going with, folks. I need a narrative that's going to bring me healing, joy. Oh, love. Did I say love? I didn't say it yet, but I'm saying it now, okay? A narrative that's going to foster love, forgiveness, and mercy, and grace. This is the narrative that we've given our lives to. It's too late for me to change. It's too late for me to change that narrative and get involved in it. And I'm too fragile to get into that fight. And it's not going to benefit me or heal me. I've watched it make people frustrated and angry and divided. Oh my goodness. Who redeems your life from destruction. Wow. Look at that. I underlined that and did that because somebody needs that this morning. Somebody needs that this morning. I don't know who you are. But you need your life redeemed from what you think are destructive elements in it. Because when I was putting this together, God emphasized that in my heart. So it becomes a prophetic word that God knows what you're going through and he wants to heal you. He wants to heal that attitude in your life. Listen to 2 Corinthians 4:9. You know, I didn't give it to Ron because it wasn't emphasized when I needed to get it to him, but now it is. It says, what did I say? 2 Corinthians 4:9. Okay, well, let's start at 6. For it is God who commands light to shine in the darkness. It's God. He's still on the throne, okay? And we're in dark times. Who has shown in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. See, when I smile at God, knows he's smiling back at me. He's saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you, I love you, I love you. Even if you're a bad girl. We learned that last week, okay? If you're a mean girl, he still loves you. If you're a good girl, I was listening, Sandy. Mean girls, Good girls, he loved them. He loved them and loved them. We want you to be a good girl. And good girls and boys, you know what I mean? But he still loves you. He still loves you. He says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. The excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. See, the power is not in us to love the way we need to love or forgive the way we need to forgive. It's from the Holy Spirit that comes alongside to help us. He's not left us without a comforter. I mean, he's even given us a spiritual language, like I said. You know, out of this world language, wow, that encourages us and builds us up. It says, we are hard pressed on every side. Woo. You ever feel hemmed in like that? You feel pressed in? It says, yet we're not crushed. It says, we are perplexed, but not in despair. I don't get it. Really, I just don't get what's going on, you know. I don't get the cultural adjustments, the cultural changes. I don't get it. Okay, I'm old. It's been around a long time, what I'm used to, okay? You think it's hard for you to adjust? It's hard for me to adjust and walk in love and forgiveness regardless. But I have a comforter. I know where to go. I have promises, the promises of God. He says, persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. If you feel persecuted this morning, God's got it. He's going to shine that light in the dark place. Always caring about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus, that the life of Christ may be manifest in our body. No matter what we're going through, we're still shouting God's praises. Hallelujah. No matter what's happening, we still have the joy of the Lord in our strength. Because the days I don't have it, our story, you help me have it. You help me with arts and letters and worship and encouragement. That's what a community, a church is, folks. It's a place of support. It says, for we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake. So death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith, it doesn't change. We have the same spirit of faith. The same spirit of faith. I have to say that according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. This is the narrative. Not you're going to die of cancer in 4 years. The narrative is I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. See, it changes the whole narrative because we have a kingdom narrative. It's not a worldly narrative. It's not a political narrative. It's not a separation racial narrative. It's a kingdom narrative. That's what we shout. We shout praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I believe and therefore I speak. It's got to be in your heart. I believe it. I believe it. I believe it. And I'm not changing my story. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I'm not changing my story. It is finished. It is finished. I'm not changing my story. That's all I got. And it's enough. It's more than enough. It could change a country. It could change the world if we have one narrative. We also believe and therefore we speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Christ. Whew. Oh my gosh. Man, I love standing with you guys on these scriptures. Standing in faith, the word of faith. And we present us, and he will present us with you, our story. See, we're all in this together. Oh, I love it. You know, I mean, I've watched people go through this stuff, unbelievable stuff. Willie and his family, Johnny and his family. I mean, this is no small stuff, but it became our story. And what do we do? When it became our story, we built them up. We encouraged them. We did everything we could to say, yes, we agree with you. We agree with you. Oh, there's no confusion in this. There's no confusion in this narrative, folks, absolutely no confusion. Go back to Psalm. You know, God's in charge, folks. He's in charge no matter who's in office. If this is a sovereign setting, it's a throne room setting. It's not based on an earthly setting. It's a sovereign setting. All his promises are yes and amen, and he's on the throne. Wow. Go back to 103. Psalm 103. Who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. I want you to meet loving kindness. Crowns you means he surrounds you. It's not a little crown that you get at McDonald's or, Burger King, you know what I mean? Burger King. It means he surrounds you. That's what the word means. It's always bigger than we can imagine. You know, we have these pint-sized minds, you know, that think, oh, I got a little crown on my head. How wonderful. I'm royalty. No, he surrounds you with Midge, you know, and Doug, you know what I mean? Oh, and Rhonda. You know, Doug's waiting out in the car at the end of church, and Rhonda's surrounding people with loving kindness and tender mercy. And Doug's going, I'm starving. You know what I mean? Oh, my, you know, tender mercy. Why do people go to her? Why do people want praise? They know what they're going to get, folks. They're not going to get shame and judgment and criticism. They're going to get faith. He surrounds you. That's what he has surrounded me with. Oh, I'll never forget the Sunday you guys prayed for me. Three ladies prayed for me. All mothers. This prayer was the most powerful. I mean, these are not, you know, televangelists. Okay. They don't have a ministry. This lady right here was one of them, I think. Three ladies prayed around me for healing about 3-4 years ago. And the power of God, because of their mother's hearts. Oh, the anointing was so strong. I was like the balm of Gilead, you know? Because what do mothers know how to do? They know how to bring healing. Mom! Woo! I mean, the power that you carry, that you can surround somebody with. Oh, you can surround somebody with faith, with love, with grace, with mercy, with hope. You can be that person. You can be that person. Forget the theology. Forget the theology and work in the gifts. Work in the gifts. It's not going to matter about your theology. My scripture says, even if my theology is wrong, he'll never leave me nor forsake me. He's not going to leave me anywhere. Think about that. Woo! He crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. Oh, the tender mercies of God. The tender mercy of God. We don't get what we deserve. We don't. We get forgiveness. Oh, who satisfies your mouth with good things. The promises of God. You know how wonderful it is to have a word to stand on? He heals all my iniquities and all my diseases. I go to sleep thinking, you know, saying that scripture. I wake up and meditate on it. He healed. It's in my mouth. You know, the word says we have food that you know not of. I chew on this. You know, I ruminate on this scripture. That's what we do. This is the food of life. This is the gift of life. He is the bread of life. This is the bread of life that not everybody has. Or they have a small portion, they have a little morsel. You know, just here, I'll give you a little morsel. You know, I mean, that's what the doctors do. God bless them, but they only give you, they've never said anything like really encouraging yet. You know what I mean? Oh, you're in remission, hallelujah. You know, never heard that. They said, you have your faith, your family, and you have your health. Fortunately, I went into this very healthy, you know, and that makes a lot of difference. And I thank God for doctors in the medical field for everything they're doing. You know, I'm on this medication right now called Target Therapy. Okay. And I've been on chemotherapy, and I've been, you know, and you know how sick you, there's no, this pill, there's no side effects to it. You know, I just get a little crabby once in a while. That's what I tell Judy. Well, you know, the side effects of this pill are you get a little ornery. You know what I mean? Ooh, and you can't hear. Ooh, I'm telling you, it's fun to laugh with you guys. Who's satisfied? Are you satisfied this morning? Oh, he's got so much to satisfy us. He's got food that we know not of with good things. With good things. Oh, think on what is good and lovely and of good report. Those are the things. Those are the promises that we need to think about. It says, so that, this is his desire for you, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Whoo! Oh my gosh, you can soar again. Woo, I love it. Oh my gosh. You can run, you can dance, you can soar. I remember after my surgery, it was on Easter Sunday, I came back and my daughter brought me. I couldn't even get out of the chair. I fell asleep. Oh my goodness, but I had to get here. And she took me. Oh my gosh, I had to be around the people of God and hear the promises of God. I had to start on this journey, you know, believing God that, you know, that was not the narrative. That was not the narrative. Oh my goodness. And I just want to thank all of you just for standing with me, for surrounding me with loving kindness and tender mercies, for everything. I mean, I really could not. There are guys in the VA, I go there, who are still smoking and drinking during this thing because it's all they got. I mean, guys that don't have family, don't take their medication, don't have good meals, you know what I mean? Because they're alone, they're broken, they're hurting. Oh my goodness, I have so much. I have given so much. And it's just not the medical community, it's the Christ community that has brought me to this place and made it our story. And I really want you to go out and make it the story. We hear a lot of stories. Oh, it's hard to even know what to believe anymore. But we can believe this. See, we can stand on this. We can stand on what? The promises of God. Let's all stand together. And I want to end with this, just the words of this song. You know, we don't sing hymns. I have no background in hymns. My only background is rock music. You know, that's why I hear this ringing in my ears all the time. Judy said to me the other day, do you have ringing in your ears? I said, absolutely, all the time. You know, turn it up, you know. So I thank God for a worship team that's contemporary, you know. But there's plenty of great words in the old hymns. And maybe you enjoy them. It says, standing on the promises of Christ my King. Whew. It's no small thing. It's no small thing that we're standing here together, folks. It's no small thing that I'm standing here with you. It's no small thing, you know, that Johnny and his family are standing together, you know, for their healing. Oh my gosh, what they've been through. Just when they think they can't get hit again, they get hit. You know, it's no small thing that I can watch Willie and his family stand here. They could have quit. They could have run out. They could have cursed God. They could have done all kinds of stuff. It's no small thing, you know, that Doug and Rhonda are still standing here and showing up early and worshiping God. It's no small thing. I could go over all of the stuff that has happened to you guys, that we've stood together. Let's continue to stand together on the Word of God. Let's let nothing divide us. See, they're trying to divide us to a different narrative because they know, somehow the enemy knows that it's our strength. United we stand, it's our strength. Oh my goodness. And people get mad at me. I'm contending for love all the time. Contending for love. They want me to hate. They want me to judge. They want me to criticize. They want me to be angry. And I have a propensity towards it. Okay? I'm a man. I want to fight. With somebody. You know? But I'm a better lover. You're better lovers, folks. I'm telling you. You're better lovers because Christ in you, standing on the promise of Christ my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Standing. Sandy could probably sing it. Standing. Did you sing it back in the day? Standing. Standing on the promises of Christ our Savior. Glory in the highest. I will shout and sing, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fail, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, listening, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. Whew. Oh, I hate to see the month end because we could take a whole year. Oh, it's so much life, so much grace, so much goodness, and there's so much to go around it. And he's given us this ministry of reconciliation, reconciliation to go out of this place and carry it forth. So, Lord, I just thank you for everyone here who has stood with me. It has certainly made a difference. And a group that is going to stand together, whatever the cost, Lord, I thank you. Bring those back who need to be here, Lord, to need the strength and the stand, to stand with us, Lord. Those out there who aren't ready to come back yet, Lord, we're standing with you. God has not forsaken you. We're standing with you. So we just stand together and we ask you, Holy Spirit, to come and give us the grace and the strength to continue on till whenever we get back together again, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.